Good afternoon. It is 1:06 in the p.m. on Thursday, April 14th, and I'd like to call this meeting of the House Transportation Committee to order. Members with us today are Representative Drummond, Representative Stutes, Vice Chair Hannon, myself Hopkins, and we have Representative McKay called in. We do, in fact, have a quorum to conduct business. Assisting us today, the recording secretary Leah Frazier and our LIO moderator Jake Wade. Are there any questions? Nope. Great. Our first item today for business will be House Bill 357, naming the Insook Bake Bridge by Reptar. Reptar staff is here today, Trustee Aide David Song. We are going to go ahead and take public comment on the legislation and then look for the will of the committee. Do we have opening public testimony? Do we have any public testimony online? It looks like we might have, Mr. Wade, two people. Excellent. We do have two people online. Please keep your testimony quick and short. First, we have Philip Moon. Mr. Moon, please put your name on the, or self, on the record and any affiliations and provide your testimony.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Moon. We can hear you. Please proceed.
Oh, hello. Okay. Hi, my name is Philip Moon. I'm calling to provide testimony on the amazing character of Insook Bank. I've known Insook for the past decade as a friend of the family and as my occasional employer when she needs help with certain tech issues. I can personally vouch for her and say she has been a person of morals and integrity over the time we have known each other. I can further state that Insook has been immensely dedicated to her family and work and charity. Is also a loving person towards friends as well. She is a God-fearing woman and has spent decades towards providing charitable acts towards the church and helping those in need. When she is not working and running her business, her days off through the years are spent towards missionary activities throughout countless countries around the world. She has traveled 7 continents in pursuit of this noble effort. She has donated, even personally helped those shelters in countries which are poverty-stricken or damaged by natural disasters. She has been known to be one of the most helpful and charitable personalities in Anchorage, and is a much beloved figure in her community. Some of her charitable deeds, such as her annual Thanksgiving drive, are often reported in the Anchorage Daily newspaper yearly, and she is someone that all Alaskans can be proud of. She is a worthy consideration for House Bill 357, and I fully support the Insook Bake Bridge. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moon. Next up, we have Peter Bake. Mr. Bake, can you please put yourself on the record? Any affiliations and provide your testimony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Representative Hopkins and the members of the House Transportation Committee. My name is Peter Beck, and I'm the son of Insook Beck. I fully support House Bill 357, an act naming the Broad Street overcrossing of the highway, the Insook Beck Bridge, sponsored by Representative Tarr. I urge you to vote in favor of House Bill 357, not only to honor a local figure who has been an impactful presence to the neighborhood, but as a symbol of hope and inspiration to the community for hard work and caring for your neighbor. In a time where it is common for people to live in a silo and have their only public interaction be through social media, Insook Beck epitomizes an insurance company slogan of, like a good neighbor, she's there. As a single mother raising 3 kids, she has sacrificed countless long hours late into the night tending to her business, the Mountain View Shell. Insook's presence and dedication to her business has been a constant refuge for the community, especially during cold Alaskan winters. Even during inclement weather, Insook is determined to be there and open the store because she knows her store may be the only convenient place for the neighbors to get milk for their children, to get gas to go to work, or a warm place while waiting for the bus. Growing up in war-torn South Korea, Insook Beck is familiar with how faces of distraught appear. She intimately knows what it looks and feels like to go to bed. To go to bed hungry at night. She has seen these same faces decades later in the Mountain View community. She has seen her neighbors with nothing to give the shirt off their backs for others. This selfless, caring spirit has tugged at her heartstrings and has inspired her to serve the community throughout all these years. The approval of House Bill 357 will continue this caring spirit and inspire the community in future years to come to be a good neighbor. Thank you again to the House Transportation Committee for the opportunity for me to share my support of House Bill 357 And thank you, Representative Parr, for sponsoring this bill to recognize Insook's years of service to the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. Appreciate your testimony. Next up, we have Neung Park. Neung, please provide your name and correct my pronunciation and any affiliations and provide your testimony. Are you there? Can you hear us? You might be on mute. Oh, unavailable. All right, we're going to move on next. If Park can get back on later, we'll be happy to reconnect that. But at this point, we're going to move on to John Farr. Mr. Farr, can you please provide your name and affiliation and provide your testimony?
Thank you, Representative. I'm John Farr, P-H-A-R-R. Do you want me to go ahead?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Thank you. Members of the Transportation Committee, I'm a lawyer practicing in Anchorage, Alaska. I've known Mrs. Beck for 30 years, probably in excess of 30 years, and she's a family friend. My wife's Korean, and Mrs. Beck's a family friend. Mrs. Beck is an astute businesswoman, and she's been successful enough in her business endeavors to accumulate a fair amount of money, which she devotes to charitable causes. She owns the Mountain View Shell, and every year at Thanksgiving, she puts together meals for people to come in for free and take a meal, take a Thanksgiving meal. She takes off for years. She's taken off in multiple missions, and in some dangerous places all over the world. She's put herself in danger and discomfort. She is a very sincere person. She does this not through any publicity, but this is what she really believes. I think naming this bridge after her would be a great tribute to a person who's really given of herself. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Farr, for your heartfelt testimony. Next, we have Jackie Kemp. Jackie, please provide your name and affiliation for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Hi, my name is Jackie Kemp. I am the daughter of Insook Beck. I sent this testimony via email as well, but I will read it to you today as well. Dear members of the House Transportation Committee, I am calling in today in support of House Bill 357 in naming the McGraw Street overcrossing of the Glenn Highway after my mother, Insook Beck. My mother immigrated to the United States from South Korea in the 1980s and has been a resident of Anchorage, Alaska for the past 40 years. Growing up in impoverished post-war Korea, she moved to the United States to provide a better life for her children and chose to stay in Alaska because of the sense of community and the resilience that she felt here. She told me that Alaskans were warm yet tough. They were people that were proud of where they came from and always looked out for one another. As a newly immigrated young woman with an infant child, she learned to drive, speak English, navigate in a new world. As a single mother, she raised three children who are proud West Anchorage High School graduates who have all gone on to graduate from top-tier universities. She taught us the importance of being proud of not only our Korean heritage, but of also the pride and responsibility of being Alaskans and Americans. She led us with her strong Christian morals and always reminded us of our duty to leave the world a better place and to always give back to those who needed it. My mother came from nothing and taught us that everything we had was given to us by the grace of God, and that we had an obligation to help our fellow man with everything that we were blessed with. It is with that generous spirit that she has been leading her life to this day. For the past 15 or so years, she's been providing free Thanksgiving meals for the Mountain View community, the funds which primarily have been provided by herself. Close to 1,000 meals are given each year, and meals are given without judgment to provide hope for those in the community that need it. When I ask her why she chooses to do this on Thanksgiving, when so many people would prefer to be relaxing at home, She always tells me of how thankful she is for where she is today, and she wants to provide that for other people that need it. What started as her, our family, and the Mountain View Shell gas station's employees giving out a couple hundred meals has grown into volunteers from throughout the Mountain View and Anchorage Korean community, turning out to provide almost 1,000 meals for those in need and inspiring more local community members to do the same. During my most recent visit back home to Alaska, an Uber driver and I were chatting, and I told her who my mom was. She was like, oh, I know who she is. She's an angel. I always show my kids the articles about her every year and tell them that they need to give it back as well. In addition to this, my mother spends her time away from work giving back to the community through donations and scholarships and volunteers her time with a Christian missionary program teaching Korean young adults to give back to their communities and beyond. In this day and age where anti-Asian rhetoric and anti-immigrant mentality can feel so prevalent, I feel proud to have my mother as a representation of what the American dream really is and the good that we can do in this world. At first, when she was approached with a proposal to name the bridge after her, she was humbled and slightly embarrassed, and she was like, why me? I am just a small Korean woman. But after reflection, she told me that she hopes that one day, after she is gone, someone will say, who is this in fact that the bridge is named after? And they will read up her deeds and inspire her to do the same. Thank you for your time and support of House Bill 367.
Thank you, Ms. Kemp, and it's an honor to be here recognizing the work your mother does in the community. Thank you for your testimony. Next up, we have Joshua Kim. Mr. Kim, please provide your name and affiliations and provide your testimony.
Hi, my name is Joshua Kim. I used to be the pastor at the First Korean Presbyterian Church of Anchorage, where Mrs. Peg used to attend it as a member for a long time. Why are you hearing me? I don't know you.
Mr. Kim, yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Please.
Okay, because I cannot confirm you. All right. So I was being pastor over her for about 16 years here before I left Anchorage in 2010. And I went to Kenya, Africa as a missionary. And I just came back last September. While I was here, I saw Mrs. Peck as a very dedicated and strong woman in this community. She was a very good, dedicated church member. She led a women's group to serve the church people and even neighbors. And she ran the three businesses. Also, she was a super mom for three children who went to very good schools and being good citizens in the United States now. And I saw that how she was a very talented and dedicated person for this society, because she always said that I came to the United States with empty hands, but God blessed me so that I have to serve these people in this country, in this society. She always says that that kind of mind is very good example of responsible for what you have in this society. So she want to pay back to the people so that I believe that either 2008 or 2009, that she asked me that I want to serve people in my community. So that she started to serve the people who need in Mau Lake areas. So that she start to serve people on Thanksgiving every year. And I joined with her several times whenever I came back from Africa together to serve the people. And so she was a very good example of not just the Korean community, but in this society. I think she was a very good example to show how we are being together, get the help and also help other people. so that in this society we work together in different ways. It doesn't matter. And we can work together to develop this country. And I think this is a very good suggestion to show to people that how we are being good citizens in this society.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Can you please wrap up your testimony?
Okay. So that's all. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kim, for your heartfelt and dedication to the community as well. Next up, we have Soon Oh. Can you please provide your name and correct my misspellings and any affiliations you have, mispronunciation and affiliations you have, and provide your testimony?
Hi, my name is Soon Oh. Thank you for this good opportunity to testimony for her. And I've been knowing her more than 35 years since the church. But one thing I can tell about her, she has absolutely great love the Lord and faithful woman. And whatever she does with love. And she didn't looking for anything for the opinion of the people. But her heart was overflowing love. I can tell her as a friend. We can share many stories. But she always loving mother for children and loving for her community. So whatever she does now, so many testimonies, that's even when I look, she cannot do by herself, but her love just give her energized, and just we couldn't believe that how she can handle that. But the love give her amazing strength, and she did so many numerous, so many wonderful things. So as a friend, she shocked me. How you can do that? How you can do that? But she did, because I love God, and God loves me, and He gave me all these blessings. I want to give to the people. Doesn't matter, rich or poor, whoever God wants to do it, she did it. So proud of her, admire her, and give all the glory to my God, and give great honor to become her name for the bridge that is she deserves it. I really recommend that. It's great decision for her. She didn't looking for, she didn't asking for, but for my side, that will be very valuable for the community, because she did amazing things, even you couldn't imagine. That's my testimony. Thank you for this time and the privilege to testimony for her. God bless you.
Thank you, Ms. Oh, for your compelling testimony as well. Next, we have Judy Kim. Judy, can you please say your name and affiliation for the record and provide your testimony?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you loud and clear. Please proceed.
Yes, yeah, my name is Judy Kim. I started to live in Anchorage since 1994, and I am a pastor's wife of the Korean Presbyterian Church in Anchorage. We've been working there for 16 years, so I've known her since that time till now. So I've known her more than 25 years. She is the person of a perfect mother, a perfect worker, and a perfect daughter of God, that we respect her all. And as a church member, she was the leader of the women's group, and she was there all the time at the church to take care of people. And she was the woman of a prayer. She prayed every morning before she goes to work. She was there and cried out to God. She had many problems, but God answered her prayer, and everybody can saw her answer. And the thing that I really respect her is her devotion, her dedication towards God. She said, God raised my people, so I'm going to raise the young people around me. who are having hard time, who need any support, then I will support her. And she is still doing it. And if the bridge is under her name, then it will show people here, among especially Korean people who are suffering and living and trying to survive. Oh, if that bridge is for a name under the successful women, like In-Soo Park, oh, we can follow her example. It will encourage the immigrants in Korean. She is known to Korean people, and she is known in the community of Fairview, Mountain View. So I think it will be a wonderful thing if the bridge was named under her. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kim, for your testimony. Next up, we have Lisa Rush. Ms. Rush, can you please provide your name and any affiliation and provide your testimony?
Thank you. Representative Tarr, Chair, and members of the Transportation Committee, my name is Lisa Rush. I represent the Alaska Black Caucus. We are located in Anchorage. The Alaska Black Caucus is honored to support HB 357, to name a bridge in Mountain View after an astounding community member named In-Soo Park. Part of our mission is to actively support and work in areas that help advance education, cultural, political, and economic well-being of African Americans and the BIPOC communities. We understand the importance of community unity through empowerment, encouragement, and support. Moreover, the meaning of an excellent active citizen is that it encourages unity, support, and hard work to make their community a better place. In-Soo's passion for community service is quite admirable, and she exhibits a strong sense of commitment to learning new things about the members of the Mountain View community. Please join the Alaska Black Caucus in supporting such a meaningful recognition of Mountain View's community member In-Soo Park. Our organization is proud to support HB 357 on behalf of the Korean American community of Anchorage and the Mountain View community in naming the McGraw Street overcrossing of 6th Glen Highway, located in Mountain View in Anchorage, to the In-Soo Park 7 Bridge. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Rush, and for your support of the Alaska Black Caucus for the piece of legislation. Next up, we have Key Getty. Key, please provide your name and affiliation and provide your testimony for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. I testified at the last meeting, last session, so if there is anybody else, I would like to give them the chance first, and I can be the last.
Thank you, Ms. Getty. We have one other person, so you could provide your testimony if you like, and then we can just round out with the very last person.
Okay. My name is Key Getty. I'm the president of the Korean American Community of Anchorage, which was founded in 1973. We Korean Americans in Anchorage have been around for decades, and individually, many Korean Americans are givers, giver of their money, giver of their time, giver of their talents and efforts. Actually, the Korean community and the Anchorage as a whole, we are full of volunteers. And In-Soo is one person who is a good role model. And because we have somebody like In-Soo, our community is growing with passion, devotion, and who are not afraid to give back to the community, who are not afraid to meet the challenges. Elsewhere in the country, there are a lot of violence and AAPI hate and so forth happening. One reason our community is not so suffering because of those types of societal problems is that we have been able to build unity among our communities. We have diverse representation in this community, but we have been able to come together to meet the challenges and actually we were able to connect with one another without giving any chance of development of hate toward the different groups of people or different communities. And so INSOOK is actually a part of this movement where giving helps, and we have so many people in their own ways being challenged and, you know, suffering from various types of misfortunes and pain. We need to learn from each other to share and help. And, you know, naming her for the breach will give the signal to our community that no matter what happens, the good deeds always prevail. And I know many people mentioned that she's a good Christian, and I think the people with good characters, they are not going to be forgotten at the end. And we really appreciate for the opportunity to come testify on behalf of Baek In-suk and our community and the Korean-American community of Anchorage are all 100% behind this effort. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Getty. I appreciate your testimony and the work you do for the Korean community of Anchorage. Thank you very much. Next up in the final testifier online, we have Rowena Ellis. Rowena, if you could put your name on the record and correct my mispronunciation and the affiliations and provide your testimony.
Hello, my name is Rowena Ellis, and I'm just representing myself as a resident in the Mountain View area. I've known Ms. Insig for 14 years now, and she is a very caring and giving person. She's always very happy and very pleasant when she greets customers in her establishment, and I think it would be a great way to honor her and her dedication to the community if we were to name the bridge after her. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ellis. With that, I don't see anybody else online. Is there anybody in the room here to testify? All right, seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Thank you very much. Representative Tarr, Mr. Song, would you like to have any closing comments on the legislation?
Thank you so much, Representative Tarr. Thank you to Mr. Song for his good work on the bill, and thank you to all the testifiers who shared so many wonderful stories about Ms. Baek and the contributions she's made that make her worthy of this honor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was compelling and heartfelt testimony. My office received no amendments for House Bill 357. There being no further discussion from any of the committee members, assuming there's none, at this point, do I have a motion from the committee?
Chair Hopkins, I move to advance House Bill 357, version 32LS1575/A from committee with attached individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, House Bill 357 passes from committee. We'll go ahead and take a brief at ease while we send the committee sign the committee report. Back on the record. Next order onto our next order of business, which is Senate Bill 203 on Alaska's Purple Heart Trail by Senator Rebeck. With us today is his trustee staff, Emma Torkelson. We'll hear the sponsor's office presentation. We have a couple questions, take public comment on the legislation, and set the bill aside for further consideration. Ms. Torkelson, please sit where you're sitting now. Put yourself on the record and go ahead and make any comments and introduction of the legislation.
Thank you, Chair Hopkins and members of the House Transportation Committee. For the record, Emma Torkelson, staff to Senator Rebeck. Just quickly before I turn it over to Thunder in our office to give the introduction, just wanted to say that it's been an honor to carry this bill for Senator Rebeck and myself. We've worked really closely with the Military Order of the Purple Heart to bring this forward. It's been an effort over the past 15 years to designate different areas of the state, roads, bridges, universities, and even the state Purple Heart designation. So I'll now pass it over to Thunder Ashley, our Senator Rebeck staff, to give us the introduction before I go through the sectional analysis.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Chair Hopkins and members of the House Transportation Committee. For the record, Thunder Ashley, staff to Senator Rebeck. Since 1992, the Purple Heart Trail system of highway designations have extended across the nation, honoring servicemen and women who have been wounded or killed in service to our nation. Back in 2008, the Alaska Military Order of the Purple Heart worked with Senator Johnny Ellis to pass Senate Bill 216, which designated the highway between the Alaska-Canada border to Fairbanks as the Purple Heart Trail. Excuse me. Since then, signs along the stretch of the highway have stood as a thank you to our veterans and a reminder to those who pass the signs of the sacrifices made by those who serve our country. Senate Bill 203 before you extends the Purple Heart Trail highway designation from Fairbanks down to Homer and onto the entire Alaska Marine Highway system, so it will now run continuously from the border to Homer and onto AMHS, connecting the six Purple Heart cities of North Pole: Fairbanks, Wasilla, Soldotna, Homer, and Skagway, as well as the Fairbanks North Star Borough and Matsu Borough. Alaska has a strong military tradition. We have an estimated 65,000 resident veterans, approximately 21,000 active duty military personnel, as well as was done in 2008. Signage drawing attention to the designation will be placed at appropriate intervals along the highway to stimulate thought and discussion among adults and children alike about the history of our nation and those who have made significant sacrifices for it. Emma is ready to go through the sectional analysis if it is the will of the committee. We also have John Knott, who is the Alaska commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, online to speak further to the bill and to answer your questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Ashley. Ms. Torkelson, please provide the sectional for the committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Hopkins. Section 1 of SB 203 amends AS 3540 210A to extend the Purple Heart Trail designation to include the 4,500 miles of highway from Fairbanks to the end of the road in Homer and on the Alaska Marine Highway System. Section 2 amends AS 3540-210B to require the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to erect Purple Heart Trail signage on each of the active AMHS ferries and along the highway between Fairbanks and Homer. It also removes existing language that requires the signage to be placed halfway between these points, and we give the department the discretion to place appropriate signage as needed along the highway. Section 3 amends AS 3540-210C to require the department to put up informational displays at pullouts along the Purple Heart Trail. The border to Fairbanks Trail already has three signs, so this bill would require at the very least three more to be put up in between Fairbanks and Homer, but the department currently plans on putting up six. Additionally, these same informational signs will be the signs put up on the AMHS ferries to provide a little bit more information along with the designation on those boats. Section 4 amends the uncodified law of the state of Alaska to ensure that DOT has the authority to accept gifts, donations, and grants from a person or agency for the purpose of providing the signage and informational displays. Finally, Section 5 amends the uncodified law of the state of Alaska to clarify that DOT has the flexibility to erect these signs and informational displays as they receive funding in case there was an influx of donations that we wanted to take advantage of. That is concludes the sectional analysis, Mr. Chair, and I'm happy to answer questions. And again, as Mr. Atchley said, we've got John Knott online to provide more testimony and answer questions, as well as Andy Mills from DOT.
Thank you very much. Ms. Torkelson, do we have any questions on the sectional? Representative Hanman.
Thank you. In particular, I am interested, you have in your package some signage examples that I recognize and look like highway signs. And then the bill speaks to putting signs on the Alaska Marine Highway System. And so I am curious as to whether they are just the smaller of the two versions of these signs. Are they something different than that? And if in either case, where will they be located on the vessels? Because, of course, road signs look a little strange, just slapping that on there. Although in the vessels that have thin steel, perhaps we just cover them in large Purple Heart signs. But I don't think that's really the intent. So I am curious as to the signage application on the AMHS vessels, what that looks like.
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Hannon, our plan is to, for the AMHS signs in particular, we want to include the informational, some of the information on those informational displays, which you can find in that packet. There's a photo of the displays when it was put up with Senator Johnny Ellis. So we'll adapt the information on that signs into another sign that will be appropriate for the vessel. Andy from DOT can probably speak to that more, but we'll work with them to develop signs that are appropriate for the ferries that aren't just highway signs that we slapped on the boat. We'll adapt them so that they fit properly and will conform to the space constraints of the vessel as well.
Okay. One other?
Sure.
It's the sponsor statement speaks to some Purple Heart cities and communities, and again, one catches my attention because it's in my district, and it's not currently on a piece of highway represented, and that would be Skagway. And so I am curious whether communities self-select to being Purple Heart communities and what it means if you're a community that is a Purple Heart designated community, but you currently aren't on that. And I'm wondering if by the extension of the Marine Highway System, whether all the communities that are on the Marine Highway System are automatically Purple Heart cities, or if that is a separate and distinct process entirely.
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Hannon, thank you for that question. So the process for a city or borough to designate themselves is separate from the highway system. Each city, the military or the Purple Heart, has worked with all of these communities that have declared themselves or designated themselves Purple Heart cities, and that's done usually through the city or borough government level process. The extension of the highway will give further reason for communities along the highway and the Marine Highway to designate as themselves as Purple Heart cities, but this won't. Skagway was able to designate itself, one, separate of whether or not it was connected to the trail. This just gives it further reason, and Mr. John Knott can also speak to that process as he's been heavily involved in those. He and the order have been heavily involved in getting all of these communities to designate over the last 15 years.
One follow-up.
Do you have any sense, or your other expert, communities that have designated themselves as Purple Heart cities, do they keep track of the veterans in their community that are Purple Hearts, or any other thing that ties them together to the Purple Heart Trail in representing and recognizing those veterans?
Through the chair, Representative Hannon, I would have to defer that to Mr. Knott, as he'll have more specific information on that.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that. We're going to move on to another question first before we go for that. Representative Stutes, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a couple questions. One of them is, so including the Alaska Marine Highway on this, will that affect any of these, not just the Alaska Marine Highway, but any of these roads from their federal funding status, or will it take away from any of their ability, changing it from to the Purple Heart Trail as opposed to the Marine Highway System or the Glen Highway or the Parks Highway, will that have any effect on any funding that any of those roads currently get?
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Stutes, Mr. Mills can speak to it further, but no, this is, as far as I understand, this is a designation on top of the existing name, so it won't change the names of any of the highways or the marine highway system, but it merely adds on a level of designation that's honorary in nature and an effort to recognize veteran services, but won't actually change the underlying names or affect federal funding as far as I know.
Okay, and then may I have one follow-up? Thank you, Mr. Chair. My follow-up is, unless I'm missing it, I don't see a fiscal note.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, there is one. I apologize if your packet didn't include one, but the fiscal note is $255,600.
I've been in and out, and that was my mistake.
Problem.
Thank you for that.
Ms. Torkelson, does that, and I could bring up Mr. Mills to talk on the fiscal note as well, does that $255,000 include the expansion of this to include the Alaska Marine Highway signage as well?
Representative Hopkins, yes, it does. It was amended, or at least the second. You should have the second version in front of you. It added $18,000 for to put a sign on each boat, $2,000 a piece.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Mills. Do you have any additional comments on the fiscal note, or anything you'd like to explain to us?
For the record, Andy Mills, Legislative Liaison for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Mr. Chairman, the only thing I would add to that is to confirm the answer that Ms. Torkelson gave, that we do not see any issue with this honorary designation and extension for funding. In fact, if anything, there might be, we would have to review, but there might be opportunities that would present themselves as a result of the extension. So we would want to look and see what this might do. There are certainly some fun ideas that we can entertain, such as Purple Heart awardees that might get some kind of discount riding on the system or something as a result. So there's some fun concepts we can entertain with this being a part of the system, and we have yet to have those. Once this bill is passed, we would make some of those considerations. But other than that, I have nothing else to say unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Looks like Rep. Hannon does have a question for you.
I guess I have one follow-up because the fiscal note speaks to 9 vessels currently. And I guess I am curious and want to know whether when new vessels would come online, would we have to appropriate a specific $2,000 for each of those signs to be added, or would they be, because they are now part, they're being built into a system that is part of the Purple Heart Trail, will that be added into expected capital expenditures as they are built and designed?
Through the chair, Representative Hannon, that is correct. As a new vessel comes online, we would, and part of the project cost, could certainly incorporate that $2,000 of the kiosk that was in the form of a plaque mounted, just as we would with bridges or roads. The legislature makes no separate appropriation for the signage as part of that project cost, and we would look to do the same with ferries. And, of course, there's great artwork that is put onto those ferries, and I believe some of that is from the Art Bank and other sources. So it's we certainly have Ketchikan headquarters certainly has their way of putting things on the ship for both recognition and artistic value.
Yeah, but it did occur to me that as opposed to a road where that's the road, the vessels, hopefully we will have a number of vessels in the next decade that are going to come online that are not currently there.
We'll have to add it into the vessel replacement cost. Representative Drummond, you had a question?
Yeah. I'm kind of flabbergasted at the very highway-looking highway signs, which is typical of DOT, with this green, with this terrible. As a graphic designer, I just find a lot of that stuff ridiculous. Especially when you showed us a Purple Heart Trail sign from Westfield, Massachusetts, which makes sense. The Alaska scenic byways signage system seems much more appropriate to this kind of honor than a highway sign. I mean, these are like directional signs. This is not providing anybody any direction. It's not keeping anybody safe. It's not showing them where the right road is. It's like there's no reason for them to be this ugly. And I simply cannot believe that. I think somebody needs to ask DOT to come up with a better design for the vessels. As I mean, I can see this being on a roadway and you have to be visible and all that, but those scenic byway signs are on every road in the state, and they are not obnoxious like this is. And I think the Purple Heart folks deserve a whole lot better signage than these green-backed signs. Ooh. Anyway, that's my comment as a designer.
Through the chair, Representative Drummond, as a fellow graphic designer, I tend to agree with you. So the 2008, the other signs were put up, and technically we have engineers that perform this function. They're not artists first. And so I do understand. Plus, we have the manual on the uniform traffic control devices and other things they tend to follow stringently because of the guidelines that come down from FHWA. But I agree from an artistic perspective that those are very straightforward and look like other signs that are on the road. On the ferries in particular, it will be a kiosk, which, again, was in the packet later on with our dear departed former Senator Ellis right there. And that is a kiosk plaque that is put up at several sites with information on it. And that would be an informational explaining what that is, the designation map. And that's far more aesthetically pleasing and would be appropriate on the walls of the Alaska Marine Highway System to give them full context. Mm-hmm. So that's the intention for the Alaska Marine Highway signs.
Good. Thank you. I'm happy to see that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to critique the DOT sign design.
Certainly. Thank you, Representative Drummond. Ms. Torkelson, did you have a thing you wanted to – great. Mr. McKay, Representative McKay, did you have any comments you wanted to make or questions at all?
No, I'm good. All right. Thank you, Greg.
No problem, Representative. Any other questions from members of the committee at this moment?
Mr. Chair, Sprague.
Yeah, it's close enough, Representative McKay. I got the gist.
Clarification question for Representative Drummond. Should I presume you don't like the new signs, Representative Drummond?
Or the old ones.
Right.
This was this. What did you call it? A kiosk sign? That's way more appropriate for the ferries because nobody's going 60 miles an hour through a ferry, I would hope, and have to be able to see those signs. What are we called? Yeah, they're called 50-mile-an-hour signs for a reason. You have to be able to read them going 50 miles an hour, and I sure hope nobody's driving onto a ferry at 50 miles an hour.
thank you, Representative Drummond. At this point, we do have invited testimony from Mr. Knott. John Knott, can you please state your name for the record and any affiliation and provide your invited testimony?
Yes, sir. My name is John Knott. I'm the current state commander for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Thank you, everyone online, for working with this. As the commander of the statewide Military Order of the Purple Heart organizations, I'm honored to speak on behalf of the efforts to extend the Purple Heart Highway through Alaska. Our state abounds with symbolism relating to our rich history and prominent among those symbols in the Purple Heart metal signage. On a portion of the Alaska highways, as you already mentioned, as you were probably aware, the Purple Heart medal recognizes those veterans that have shed blood or were killed while serving our great nation against the armed enemy. Being wounded in combat is the only criteria for the award of the Purple Heart medal. The bill you consider today honors the valor and sacrifice of wounded veterans of all United States armed conflicts. Signage predominantly displayed on Alaska highways and on Alaska Marine Highway vessels is universal recognition of the overwhelming support bestowed upon veterans by our state. I'm among one of those Alaskan Purple Heart recipients, and I humbly urge you to support this bill honoring our veterans. And if I could just follow up on some of the questions that others asked, I'd be happy to.
Sure, go for it, Mr. Knott. Much appreciated. Please do.
I believe that somebody was asking how to proclaim a Purple Heart city, or how am I going about doing it? Since I was elected in 2019, I only knew how to do this because I sit behind a computer most of the day. So I reached out to each of the city councils in the specific cities, and with overwhelming support, They were enthusiastic on each level, asked good questions. I provided them with the perhaps the verbiage of the proclamation that needed to be in there. They took the reins. They produced this document. Then we set a date slash ceremony, I guess, with public, where it was publicly announced. Date was on the proclamation for each of these communities. I personally went to Skagway and did that, I want to say 2020, maybe 2019. Apologize, but yes, I spoke with, I coordinated with Mayor Cremata, and his team was phenomenal. We really had no idea that the Alaska Marine Highway would be, this is an added bonus to this bill. So yes, we do plan on exploring other Alaska Marine Highway cities similar to Skagway and try to do the same thing we've done with the in-state ones. As far as the Keep Track Purple Heart question, our organization can only track our Purple Heart members that we have. We approximately have 350 members of our organization. I can only maybe get closer with the statistics by asking DOT. They may be able to better provide statistics of issued Purple Heart plates to date. That may give a better grasp of how many Purple Heart recipients we have in the state. And of course, it's not going to be absolute. But thank you all. I don't know if there's any other questions. I'm available.
Thank you, Mr. Knott. We do have a representative from Skagway here today, Representative Handon, who has a question.
So, Mr. Knott, I'm curious as to why those specific communities were reached out to.
Yes, ma'am. I reached out to the roadway system because my intentions were to connect the already existing Purple Heart Trail and continue it on from Fairbanks down to Homer. I had participated in a veterans, support retreat through an organization of, it was an outdoor recreational group that sponsored me to go down there. With six other Purple Heart veterans that particular weekend, and we coordinated prior to going and with Mayor Cremata. It just happened to be this organization was currently living there that reached out to us aside from the Purple Heart City, and I just happened to pre-plan this when I went down with this group. So that's why Skagway was picked out of this group, kind of odd out of the way, but it was it was just through a veterans group that I had started communicating with Mayor Cremata.
Okay.
And the other cities obviously are along the highway all the way down.
All right. So there is, just to understand, there is no connection between a community being a Purple Heart city and it having Purple Heart veterans living there.
This really allows those veterans who may not really have the courage to bring that up to the public. It offers them a chance to come out of the shadows, should I speak, because I met specifically somebody in Skagway that was not, maybe he wasn't very enthusiastic about this until Mayor Cremata brought this to him, and he was overwhelmed with joy. It was an older veteran, so I hope to do that with similar communities around Alaska because they just need to be recognized.
Then I'm going to just take this opportunity and draw your attention to the community of Huna, which there's a very painful documentary about the veterans of Huna in the class. I believe it's 1969, where the entirety of the class, every young man in that class, went to Vietnam. Many of them still live in the community of Huna. I don't know if there's a Purple Heart amongst them. They are a very active veterans organization. And the documentary about their life and time and returning to their community is called Hunting in Wartime. And I am just going to recommend that they be reached out to as an organization and a group of veterans that are very active. And I'm sure you know that throughout Alaska that the number of Indigenous Americans who participate in our military are very high proportion, and in many of our communities, like that community of Huna, you had 100% participation of a whole age group cohort, and they are extremely active in their veterans organization, and I think they'll be actively engaged in the Alaska Marine Highway system, and you know, I can't speak on their behalf. I am not a veteran, but there are a number of veterans communities in most of the southeastern community, veterans groups in southeastern communities that the Marine Highway system touches. So I look forward to them being able to participate.
Yes, ma'am. Could you spell that Huna for me, please?
H-O-O-N-A-H.
Thank you so much.
Certainly, Mr. Knott. This is Chair Hopkins. If there's no other questions for Mr. Knott, I want to thank you for your service to our nation and your support of the military community in and around Alaska through the Military Order of the Purple Heart and all of those veterans in Fairbanks as well. I miss Fairbanks, so please tell hello for me. I'll be back soon. Thank you, Mr. Knott, again for your service and your testimony and support of answering questions today. You're off the hot seat. I'm going to go ahead and take public testimony on this legislation. Going to open public testimony. Is there anybody in the room? Seeing none. Is there anybody online? Seeing none. I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Thank you very much. At this point, we're going to go ahead and set the bill back aside unless the sponsor's office has any closing comments. Thank you very much, Ms. Torkelson and Mr. Mills, for your support from DOT today. We're going to go ahead and set aside Senate Bill 203. Any amendments for Senate Bill 203 are due to my office by noon this coming Monday, April 18th. Our next meeting will be a week from today, Thursday, April 21, at 1 p.m. right in this room. Any other questions? Seeing none, we're going to go ahead and adjourn at 2:05 in the p.m. Thanks, everybody.